Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here, we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, Vice President J.D. Vance will visit Georgia tomorrow for an event in Athens. An Atlanta-based startup promises access to data centers in space, and police officers in Georgia will soon get new training on how to recognize and help people in a mental health crisis.
Patients that have had experiences with law enforcement in the past, they'll come in and they'll talk about, you know, what's going well, what's not worked well.
Today is Monday, April 13th. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. Vice President J.D. Vance will visit Georgia tomorrow for an event in Athens, GPB's Sarah Callis reports.
Vance will speak at a Turning Point USA rally in Athens with Turning Point CEO Erica Kirk. The event, held by the organization that advocates for conservative voices, will be one of Vance's first public appearances since his trip to Pakistan, where war negotiations between the U.S. and Iran broke down. It's the second stop on a national Turning Point tour with different speakers in different cities, aiming to energize college-age conservative voters ahead of 2026 midterms. The venue for the event has the capacity to hold over 1,000 attendees. A protest is already planned outside the venue by University of Georgia College Democrats. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis.
Vice President J.D. Vance's appearance in Athens is not the only event to bring high-profile campaigners and big money to Georgia as the state's pivotal May 19th primary elections approach. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear headlined an annual Democratic Party of Georgia dinner on Saturday, mobilizing the party faithful for what many expect to be a tough fight in November. Last week, the Senate Leadership Fund, a super PAC supporting Republican Senate candidates, announced it would spend a record $44 million in Georgia. The spending would target sitting Democrat U.S. Senator John Ossoff, whose war chest includes more than $43 million raised in 2025 alone. A Metro Atlanta aerospace and defense startup has launched what it's calling the first ever marketplace for, quote, data centers in space. GPB's Chase McGee reports on today's announcement.
The company, Atomic Six, unveiled a website promising AI developers, software providers, and government agencies access to orbital data centers. The company says its solar arrays and space technology can solve a, quote, data center bottleneck by speeding up and expanding computing capacity. These bottlenecks are coming in part from community pushback over land and energy use, related to a massive uptick in data center planning and construction. A report last month from commercial real estate firm CBRE showed Metro Atlanta emerging as one of the nation's fastest-growing hubs for data centers. For GPB News, I'm Chase McGee.
Newly revamped training for public safety officers on how to recognize and help people in a mental health crisis is being rolled out to local law enforcement agencies in Georgia. GPB's Grant Blankenship has more.
Training Georgia law enforcement officers to de-escalate a mental health crisis rather than to use force isn't new. But now Georgia's Crisis Intervention Team curriculum has been updated to international standards of practice. Russ Drew is chief of police with Georgia's Department of Behavioral Health and Developmental Disabilities. He says trainees will hear from people on the receiving end of police interactions.
Patients that have had experiences with law enforcement in the past, they'll come in and they'll talk about, you know, what's going well, what's not worked well, you know, what's made a difference to them.
The Washington County Sheriff's Office is the first agency to receive the new CIT training. That comes 6 months after three former deputies there were found not guilty of murder in the killing of a mentally ill man named Yuri Martin. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship.
Georgia gardening icon Walter Reeves has died. Reeves spent decades making gardening easier for Georgians to understand and master through his outlets on radio, television, and in print. He was also a Georgia Radio Hall of Fame inductee and a longtime columnist for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. He also hosted Gardening in Georgia and Your Southern Garden on GPB-TV for about 13 years, beginning in 1998.
Sometimes you may see tomatoes and have one in a sandwich or in a salad and think, man, I would love to grow some more of those tomatoes. Maybe I could save the seed, plant them in the garden next year. Well, it's not too hard to do that.
He was known for his sense of humor and his matter-of-fact style. He also served the University of Georgia as an extension agent for 25 years. WSB Atlanta, his longtime home on the radio, announced his death from Parkinson's disease on Friday. Walter Reeves was 74 years old. Today is the first day Georgia farmers can pack and ship Vidalia onions to grocery stores. The Georgia Department of Agriculture and the Vidalia Onion Committee set the crop's annual pack date based on soil and weather conditions. Vidalia onions, prized for their remarkable sweetness and versatility, are grown in only 20 South Georgia counties. They are the official state vegetable and have an annual market value of about $168 million.
And here we go. His year again. Rory is a rare repeat winner at Augusta.
Under beautiful Georgia skies, Rory McIlroy won the 90th Masters, securing back-to-back championships at Augusta National. He joins a prestigious group of back-to-back champions, including Jack Nicklaus, Nick Faldo, and Tiger Woods. McIlroy entered the weekend with a record 6-shot lead, but stumbled early yesterday, falling all the way to a tie for fourth before coming back to win. He takes home $4.5 million from the more than $22 million purse. And in baseball, the Braves face the Marlins at home tonight for the first of a 3-game series. Atlanta's hoping to maintain the momentum after last night's 13-1 pounding of the Cleveland Guardians. Jorge Mateo had 4 hits, Dominic Smith launched a 2-run homer, and Chris Sale cruised to his 3rd win of the season last night. Things got so bad for the Guardians that they brought in to pitch catcher Austin Hedges to do what their relief pitching staff couldn't, get the last out. He faced and retired one batter. The game was held on the 60th anniversary of the Braves' first game in Atlanta. The Braves are now 10-6 and on top of the NL East just ahead of the Marlins. Grant Holmes is scheduled to get the start for the Braves tonight. And that's a wrap on this edition of Georgia Today, but we're going to be back with you tomorrow as well. And we are following the story of the drought in Georgia. If you check the weather forecast lately, you probably didn't see much rain. And that's going to have an impact, especially when it comes to wildfires. We're going to talk about that later in the podcast this week. So make sure you subscribe and you won't miss a thing. And remember to check gpb.org/news for updates to the stories you heard today, as well as news stories. Our reporters are always hard at work and posting news stories at gpb.org/news. Now, if you've got feedback or maybe a story idea that we should know about, you can always let us know by email. That's a great way to reach us. Your email will go to the whole production team. The email is georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening. We will see you tomorrow.